We'll get on with the June 19th, 2009 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Rain Report, available as a weekly podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, speaking to you from Chicago, where Mayor Richie Daley has proclaimed the week of June 22nd as Amateur Radio Week in Chicago. Amateur radio has traditionally been popular with folks with physical disabilities. Now that I think about it, if you listen to certain frequencies on 80 and 20 meters, the service has been popular with some who have some mental disabilities too. Ah, but I digress. Folks who are blind, like Rain's founder and producer Hap Hawley, KC9RP, and those who are partially sighted, have particularly found ham radio, pardon the use of this overused expression, a level playing field. One organization that has been assisting folks with disabilities become licensed ham operators for decades is Handy Hams. The president of Handy Hams Amateur Radio Club is Ken Silverman, KB3LLA. Rain's founder producer Hap Hawley, KC9RP, recently spoke with Ken via Skype.
Handy Hams started in 1967, and it's part of the Courage Center in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota. The original idea was to get disabled folks who were a lot of shut-ins at that time into amateur radio because it's something they could do and get involved in a technology and not have to travel around. In those days, you know, disabled folks weren't going out and doing the things they're doing today, with some exceptions.
Your members are folks with disabilities. It doesn't mean they're just blind. Are some of them physically disabled as well?
Yes, we have multiple disabilities. I'd say a lot of our members are blind, but we definitely have folks with other disabilities, hearing impairments, motor impairments, and so forth. The Handy Hams program is part of the Courage Center, which has been around a lot longer than Handy Hams. And it's basically a rehab center for folks with disabilities, and it does a lot of medical care and outreach programs and so forth. And that's where the Handy Ham program started, as one of those programs. That's just to give you a little background on the nature of why Handy Hams deals with folks with disabilities.
Who is the director today?
Well, the director today is Pat Tice, WA0TDA. I'm not sure, it was in the late 70s we started doing radio camps, and now we have radio camp in the summer up at Camp Courage North in Lake George, Minnesota. We teach all licensed classes, technician, general, and extra, and we have an operating skills class, and we call the extra seminar for early advanced folks. We have various radios up there, like a TS-480 with a remote hookup, and a TS-2000, and we do marine, maritime, mobile from pontoon boats on the lake, fox hunting, and a lot of fun, other than ham radio, too. It's held in August of each year, and it's the third week. I guess it's the 22nd through the 26th, I believe. And probably what's most important to folks out there is Handy Hams now delivers most of its educational material online. But years ago, we used to just use the post and phone calls and send out tapes. Now a lot of delivery is done online. Tapes are being phased out in favor of Daisy books, so people can get study materials and have help from our volunteer student coordinator, Jerry Clausen, working on their license at home. And we will get folks hooked up with local clubs and VE teams to get their exams if they can't come to camp. Most people don't come to camp. We also recently just started the Courage Handy Ham System Amateur Radio Club, which I'm the president of. That's a mechanism for doing some outreach, and we just affiliated with the ARL.
What types of technology is Handy Hams using today to stay in touch with its members and friends?
We have the website, of course, at http://www.handyham.org. If you're a member, you can take our online courses where we have audio lectures, download that material, or op skills as well. As I said, the books used to be sent out on tape, and they still are, but we're moving more and more to Daisy online content. And we have the Handy Ham weekly e-letter called Handy Ham World, which is free, and folks can subscribe to that and get it to their email box. Or you can go online at handyham.org and read it. The website is the main contact point these days. There are phone numbers on the website.
I understand Handy Ham has a weekly net.
We have several nets, but the main one is the weekly EchoLink net, which runs Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time, 1600 UTC. And then Wednesday, there's also a net at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. More an instructional kind of net. People bring up various topics, but it's all very informal. Anybody's welcome, whether you're a Handyhand member or not. Forget the node number, but you can look up N0, November 0, Bravo Victor Echo dash Romeo, N0BVE-R or -L, and that will take you to the node. That's a repeater in the Twin Cities. It's 145.45 if you're local to it. Just go to N0BVE-R or -L and you will get to that link.
I'm speaking today with Ken Silverman, KP3 LLA, the president of the Courage Systems Hand to Ham Amateur Radio Club, more informally known as the Hand to Ham Radio Club. Ken, how has the economy affected the activities of Hand to Hams?
Well, we used to have two camps a year. We used to have a California camp and a Minnesota camp. The California one would be in February. That had to be cut out because of budget cuts. You know, donations are down. The interest off endowments are down. There have been some staff cuts, too. Some people have been reduced in time, and some people have gone to volunteer status. And again, that's why we're going to push to be doing more online things and delivery of our services, materials, and maybe do some webinars to cut down on some of the costs. I haven't done this yet, but I'm thinking about putting together some club meetings with Skype so we can meet virtually.
So you do not have physical meetings?
Well, we do have a physical meeting at every radio camp for the campers. That is when the club actually meets in person in August up in Lake George. You know, it's meant to be sort of a national club to work in conjunction with Handy Hams. If you're a member of Handy Hams, you can become a member of the club. If the club is new, we just really started it. We actually got our charter of affiliation with the ARL about a month ago.
But you don't have a physical location where the club actually meets in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
No, we don't. No, it only meets physically at the camps, and we are hoping to go back to two camps if things financially get better. Of course, we do have a station up at, as I said, at Courage North, and we have one at the Courage Center in the Twin Cities where our office staff is. There is a Handy Ham office with a nice radio and a bunch of computers, and that's the nerve center of the operation.
Now, Handy Ham is a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, so that any kind of donations are welcome and are tax deductible. But you also accept equipment donations. What do you do with those?
That's right. We do accept equipment donations. That stuff gets loaned out to members for free. They just have to sign a loan agreement that says if they ever stop using it, they have to return it to Handy Hams. Stuff that's not fixed, we have volunteers that come in and fix the equipment if possible up at the Courage Center. I personally have a couple TNCs through Handy Hams. So, and my first HT until I bought my THF6A was a HTX202, which was loaned from Handy Hams. Once I got my own, I just sent it back, and hopefully it's out there helping someone else.
Why don't you pass along the website address once more for those who might have missed it the first time around?
http://www.handyham.org. And Handy Ham is HANDIHAM.
If someone would like to email you, Ken, please pass along your email.
You can reach me at KB3LLA, Kilo Bravo 3, Lima Lima Alpha, at ARRL.net.
That was Ken Silverman, KB3LLA, president of the Handy Hams Amateur Radio Club, speaking with Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, about the Handy Ham organization. If you can benefit from or assist Handy Hams, check out their website, handyham.org, HANDIHAM.org. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2009. RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.